Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110 WBT Wednesday. Bo and Beth here, and on the WBT hotline, it's Teresa Payton, the founder of Fortalice Solutions. Of course, former White House Chief Information Officer, and she joins us every week talking all things cybersecurity. And I guess first things first, you're in Santa Monica as we speak right now, right?
I am. One of my favorite places in the United States. And I had the honor and pleasure of spending the evening with the Wall Street Journal and guests that they invited to a roundtable discussion around all things cybersecurity that executives in sort of this general area are very concerned about. So most of the discussion was under Chatham House rules, Beth and Bo, but I'll tell you the topics ranged everything from what is happening with cryptocurrency, what do we need to be worried about next, what are cyber criminals going to be doing the rest of this year. So it was a fascinating and very in-depth conversation.
Well, speaking of cyber criminals, one of the stories that has been bothering me this week, it was a story I read recently about a teenager here in the U.S. The idea is these cyber criminals slide into the DMs on Instagram, social media sites, and then pretend that they're a female or pretend that they're a male and get the other person, usually a teenager, to send explicit photos of themselves. And then they turn around and use those to blackmail them or to ask for ransom. And just recently, this happened to a young boy who then just hours later committed suicide, fearing that those photos were going to be sent to his family. This is something parents should be aware of and something young people should be aware of too, right?
Yes. Thank you for bringing this up. And it's tragic. And my heart goes out to the family and to the friends who lost what sounds like an amazing young man.
Yes.
A couple of things here. First of all, social media companies need to cooperate with law enforcement. They can do better here. They can have algorithms that if they find that, you know, kind of potential pornography is being exchanged on DMs, you know, they can flag things. They don't need to spy. They don't need to snoop. They don't need to grab it. But there could potentially be grooming, trafficking, or something like this tragic event going on. So social media companies could be flagging and sending people, you know, a DM saying, is everything okay? How are you doing? So that's kind of one. They better be cooperating 100% with law enforcement to track down who did this. And we need to see people that do this get arrested, go to jail, and we need to cover it because they feel like there are no repercussions. Next, parents, children, and people who are counselors, teachers that interact with teens, tweens, and young adults, please tell them there is nothing that they will do that cannot be solved together. And make sure they understand that these kinds of scams are happening. You cannot always believe what the person on the other end of the account says, even if it's an account of your friends. You never know if the account's been hijacked. But please, please do not commit suicide over something like this. There are resources that can help you remove these images. We will rally around the person who is a victim. We will not victim shame. And this is a conversation that needs to happen now. I don't want to see another young person take their life.
Absolutely. And as I read about this story, we have unfortunately talked in the last 6 months to a year about some suicides amongst teens in this area. Mm-hmm. And when you are looking back at what led to the ultimate events, a lot of time we're talking about mental health over time. And the thing about this story that strikes me and made me do a double take is the short amount of time it went from what seemed like zero to obviously the taking of one's life, because someone on the other end that is looking to do harm from a digital sense, mm-hmm, is able to play on the emotions of a minor. And just the swiftness that this all, mm-hmm, happened is, to me, just unbelievably concerning.
It is. And this is where, you know, Bo, you and I have talked about this before. You sit down with your children and you come up with code words. In my family, it's I'm invoking the safe zone. And that is an invitation to your children where you say, tell me what's going on the internet. I promise not to overreact. I promise not to ground you. And I promise whatever you tell me, we will work on this together and we will solve it together.
Okay, next up, Teresa, we've heard the phrase talk to text. There's a new one this week that you put on our radar here that listeners are probably going to be interested in. It's called text to image AI.
Yes, this is, it's kind of the hot new thing to do. So it's a text to image generator. And you basically give it some text and it will make something up from nothing using AI. I guess be careful what you wish for. So this is that conversation, Beth and Bo, around when does cool technology cross over into creepy? We're creating faces and cats and dogs that never existed before by using an AI algorithm and software and databases of photographs to create these. So this could be really cool. So if you need to, you need a mental image of a peaceful, tranquil place to help you focus, you can create that. Or if you want to make yourself laugh, you can create something that makes you laugh. But this, again, is sort of the blurring of lines of just because you can, should you really do it? And does it create, you know, sort of confusion or a lack of, you know, all different types of societal kind of conversations need to happen about this technology and the proper uses for it. But on the cool side, I could see where it's incredibly appealing.
I think it's funny that you, because my head immediately went to the potential for the dark side of this and what people could talk to text and try to create that then they might just have living on the internet or might put out onto the internet that might include your face, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, and if you think about, you know, kind of on that dark side of things, I mean, look no further than poor Scarlett Johansson, who has bravely come forward and said the deep fake AI cottage industry has tried to ruin me because they will do deep fake videos of pornography and other things that Scarlett has not done, but it looks like Scarlett, according to her. So she has really sort of bravely led the way around sort of what are the ethics around just because you can doesn't mean you should. And right. So that's kind of the concern I have is that, you know, sort of on the cool side, you could see, you know, one of the images that was shared was, I don't know why you want a raccoon queen, but there's a raccoon queen that somebody conjured up. But you could see where people, you know, there's a dog looking in a mirror and instead of seeing himself, he actually sees a cat. So you could see where there's something kind of interesting or ironic or comedic about this, but it can quickly go to the dark side. So it'll be interesting to see over time, these text to AI generators, will they have to create moderators?
Right.
Will they have to say, I'm not going to generate that image? You know, how are they going to govern this?
All right, lots going on. Teresa Payton, our cybersecurity expert. Doesn't matter if it's from Santa Monica or Charlotte or wherever. She always calls us and talks every week, and we thank you for that. We'll talk next time.
Yes, and it's always great to talk to the two of you. Happy Wednesday, and Bo and Beth, be safe out there.